Good morning. And how are you? Blessed on this miserably cold, miserable, snowy day. You know, actually was snowing in the rectory on the third floor last night. Literally, above my bed, I opened a thing and there's all this snow above my bed. And I go, oh, this isn't good. But anyway, we all are blessed because the Lord is faithful. And the ones I see here, the ones farthest away from the church, Westfield, New York, Girard, Fairview, I don't get it. The Erie people, I don't see them. So it must be better out the farther away, right? Oh, we have a couple there. Yeah, I walked a couple blocks. Anyway, but the reality is, this is the ordinary stuff that Jesus wants to be invited into. He was invited and Mary was invited to a wedding. Ordinary things that people did. And so the first thing for today is Jesus wants to be involved and invited into every part of our life. You know, there's nothing that should be kept from Jesus. And when we invite him, that he always makes things better because he was there. With Mary and Jesus there, it's always better. And sometimes we think that there's part of our lives that we should keep Jesus out of. But there's no part of your life that you should keep Jesus out of. Huh? If you remember on my, I talk about it in my Be a Man book and on the Truth CD, I said very explicitly, husbands and wives should invite Jesus into their intimacy. You know what kind of intimacy I'm talking about? We have children here. I will not go into great detail. But often I sit there and say, if you want great intimacy between a husband and a wife, you pray before you do that and invite Jesus into the marital act. And I have many people looked at me and said, you're out of your mind. You can tell you're celibate, right? One guy looked at me and he says, Father, don't you think that'll kill the moment? No, I think that it'll enhance the moment. Thank you very much. And then anybody who has tried it, anyone who has been part of it, anyone who has actually invited Christ into that act, they sit there and say, Father, that was the most intimate I've ever been with my spouse. Thank you. Because the marital act is something happens physically, but you can also make it very spiritual. And Jesus wants to be part even of that. He's the one that created it. So when you invite Jesus into the mundane things, the things that you think that this is just between us, and Jesus says, no, I want to be part of it. I'm the one that made it. I live inside of you. Invite me here. Acknowledge my presence. Then things can start happening and it becomes always better. That when Jesus is there, he can take water and he can make it wine. Now again, and it's the day in, day out stuff. Like we think that Jesus is always present to us here in church. But outside, you know, when I'm at my family and we're having dinner, we're, you know, just driving, that he's really not there. Really? Huh? That Jesus really was present in all things. And I've told you the story before about Sister Emmanuel, God rest her, who used to be the head of the Carmelites up in here in Erie, the Carmelite Monastery. And, you know, she was from Ireland, and she used to love to tell the story, and you've heard it before, that she would, and her mother would stop in the middle of dinner and say, isn't God wonderful? He loves us so much that he loves to give us little pleasures. Like, just stop, she'd say. Look at how the potatoes taste different than the meat. And the meat tastes different than the bread. And the bread tastes different than the vegetables. And the vegetables taste different than the drink. That God loves us so much that he wanted to give us even these little pleasures. You know, those who have been involved in volunteer at the parish, we got you the volunteer gift this year. And he talks about how, Matthew Kelly talks about, you know, the biggest lie of the world, and how God wants us to be happy. You know, think about it. If he just sat there and says, listen, I'm going to create you, I'm going to put you on earth, and you're just going to suffer. And I like that. And you think, what kind of God? Thanks for doing me the favor of creating me. God created us out of love, and he wants us to have simple pleasures. He doesn't want us to embrace them only and say, I live for this. But he wants us to thank him for the simple pleasures. Think about it. In the water made wine, weddings went on for 3 days. And after they drank for 3 days, that's when they'd give this toast to bad wine because nobody cared after 3 days of drinking. Now, us, we'd be sitting there saying, well, we're going to make sure, think about it. There is no people getting drunk here, is there? Because Jesus wouldn't want to be there if there was that. Or we don't want to make people enjoy too much, because if we want people to enjoy too much, then they mightn't think of Jesus. Invite Jesus into it. He'll take care of the other things. He's God. He can handle these things. And so when we go and we invite him into these things, every part of our life, he takes the water and the plainness of our life and he brings us even more joy by changing it into wine. And the way he does that is when we listen to him. The last line ever recorded from Mary was, "Do whatever he tells you." So when we invite him in, we know that he has something to say about what's going on. And it's always for better. He says, "You're doing that good. You want me to make it better for you?" "Well, yes, Jesus, I think that would be a good idea." "Well, then listen to me. This is what I want you to do." And so, very simply, today is about inviting Jesus into every part of your life. And when he's there, to do whatever he tells you. And whatever he tells you is going to make it better. You got it? You get it? Going to do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.